This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
On News World Podcast, we're celebrating America's 250th birthday, and I ask my guests how they're spending their 4th of July. Brett Baer.
I will be working. I'll be in Washington because it's a big, big day.
Jared Isaacman.
I plan to be flying in an F-5 fighter jet painted in Freedom 250 colors along with four other fighter jets flying over the nation's capital.
Listen to News World on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As America marks its 250th anniversary, we're looking back at 2.5 centuries of rebellion and liberty through the eyes of the heroes who defended it.
The whole thing about this country is freedom. If we're not careful, we could lose that.
On Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage, we bring you the defining moments of valor that went above and beyond the call of duty. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Friday, an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. We're going to go over propaganda campaigns here. Why are men historically more leaders than women are? New York, what do you do if you're stuck there and can't get out? AI, all that, so much more coming up in another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. I kind of wanted to piggyback off of the question we just got about what if I'd been elected, would I have been corrupted, with another email, guys asking about a propaganda campaign. Because he noticed one, pro-daylight savings time, anti-daylight savings time, and he starts going through online, and he's noticing something about responses, and he feels like it's a propaganda campaign. So I'm going to read you a message I got. I'm going to read it to you verbatim. No, I'm not going to tell you who sent it because that would be a violation, but this is a message I got yesterday. Quote, "Hey, Jesse, are you open to making money through influencer opportunities? I work with a few different firms that would like to partner with you." Now, I know this person. We are not close, but I know this person. He's involved in politics. "I work with a few different firms. Influencer opportunities." Okay. All right. So let me explain. I can't tell you where this stuff comes from because it comes from all different types of interests out there. Everybody has interests. Foreign governments have interests. Large industries have interests. So let me explain it. Red Lobster will be the perfect example here because everyone knows how much I dearly love Red Lobster. Let's say I am Red Lobster and I'm looking for new ways to advertise. Remember, everyone's advertising. You hear me advertise. Everyone's advertising. Everyone wants their goods, their services to be advertised. Let's say my goal is, who would be a competitor of Long John Silver's? I enjoy Long John Silver's, but that's, setting that aside. Let's say I'm Red Lobster. And I've done some research into it, and I find out that Long John Silver, they're eating into my sales a little bit. They're taking what I think is 10% of my business. I don't necessarily want to be overt about an anti-Long John Silver's campaign, do I? That's not something you want to see restaurants do. So here's what I would do. I'm Red Lobster. I go find a firm. There are firms out there. We'll call them PR firms. I go to the firm Chris and Corey, and I say, "Hey, Chris, Corey, what I have here is $10 million. I'm going to give it to you. You can go ahead and pocket $1 million. I want you to use $9 million
and I want you to destroy the reputation of Long John Silver. Chris and Corey have a variety of options at their disposal, but one option they will definitely take is they're going to find people with large social media followings, and they're going to see if those people will accept money to say something bad about Long John Silver. Now, you and me, we're on social media. If you are, you don't have to be, but you're on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or whatever, and you weren't privy to any of these meetings. You didn't know Red Lobster even wanted to take out Long John Silver. You certainly didn't know I went to the firm Chris and Corey and gave them $10 million. You don't have any idea. But you know what you do? You follow me on Twitter. And one day you wake up and you see me, which I would never do, but you see me trashing Long John Silver. Man, I just went to Long John Silver and I got a bad piece of fish. I've had food poisoning for 3 days. Long John Silver is trash. Well, I'm not going to put at the end of that I got paid $10,000 for that tweet. What would the market rate be for something like that? It would depend on the size of the following. I don't know how many followers I have on Twitter. I think it's 800,000 or something like that. I just told 800,000 people that I got food poisoning from Long John Silver. 800,000 people now have that in their heads. Now, what happens from here? Other people join in. Some people who aren't paid, maybe you previously had a bad experience at Long John Silver. Now, what I said inspired you to join into the conversation. Now you're responding, yeah, Long John Silver sucks. You don't even know you're taking part in a propaganda campaign, but you are. You don't know that I'm a worthless sellout who sells my opinions for a couple shekels. You don't know that. You don't have any idea that you're participating in the propaganda campaign. On and on and on and on and on this goes. It goes like wildfire across social media. And for the low, low price of $10 million, Red Lobster effectively tarnishes the reputation of Long John Silver. So the next time it's family dinner night and you're in the mood for some seafood, you go driving right past Long John Silver and pull into Red Lobster. That was a message I got. When you pay attention to people online with large social media followings, large and small, but the larger, the more it's worth, obviously. When you pay attention to them, you had better learn to vet what they're selling, because it's not just the Red Lobsters of the world that have agendas. Solar panel company has an agenda. An oil company has an agenda. Canada has an agenda. China has a lot of agendas. Qatar has an agenda. Israel has an agenda. Mexico has an agenda. Gun rights groups, anti-gun groups, they have agendas. And any entity that has money in its possession is going to use that money to either promote themselves or tarnish their enemies. And so many people who are online don't understand that every time you dip your toe in that water, you are in the middle of a propaganda war. And this side is being paid, some of them. This side, the other side's being paid, some of them. The people underneath it who are getting whipped up into a frenzy, they don't even know they're part of the propaganda campaign. But now it's all snowballing. Now that I've said it, you will see it online. If you want to know a giveaway, here's a giveaway. Look for people who use the same language. Exact same sentence structure, same language. I ate at Long John Silver's and I got sick. Long John Silver's is trash. I said that. Oh, but wait. Clay Travis went online and he said, Long John Silver's is trash. I got sick. Buck Sexton goes online. Long John Silver's is trash. Wait a minute. All three of these guys, separate human beings, using the same language? That's a paid-for campaign. You know another giveaway? And we have to be shrewd as snakes here. We have to learn to sift through this stuff. You know another giveaway? If it almost comes out of the blue, if it doesn't make sense, there was nothing really in the news. There were no Long John Silver's stories in the news. All of a sudden, you may not even know the origins of it. All of a sudden, you log into Facebook and everybody's talking about Long John Silver. That should make you step back and think, am I in the middle of an influence operation here? And remember, influence operations, they rely oftentimes on people who don't know they're participating in one. That's honestly the people who fight against them. If you're out there fighting against them, you're actually participating in it. Did you know that? People think they're succeeding when they go online and oppose bad ideas loudly. Have you ever considered that maybe you're promoting those bad ideas by talking about them? If I tell you, if I come on here right now and I tell you, I don't want anybody talking about this coffee stain on my shirt. Nobody better talk about this coffee stain. I spilled coffee on myself and you better not talk about it. Is that going to be an effective way to get people not to talk about it? The only effective way to get people not to talk about it is not to bring it up. This is the world in which we live. It used to be all television and print. You know, propaganda has always been around. It's audio, it's in print, it's television. Propaganda has always been around. But now, with the social media world that so many people live in, you better be able to recognize these campaigns when you see them. I heard a story, actually it was Ob who told me, it was some college athlete, some female athlete, and Mercedes gave her a free Mercedes SUV. What did she do? She put up one, I think it was Instagram, one Instagram post, something pro-Mercedes, boom, a new car. Watch it. Just be careful. That stuff happens out there. And make sure you get some gold, all right? You really should be getting things that nation states are getting. Remember that audio I played, how nations are, they're lowering their reserve currency and they're buying up gold and silver as much of it as they can. This is a big reason why gold keeps hitting record highs. They keep buying up a bunch of it. Shouldn't we participate in that? What do they know? Well, what they know is there is a debt disaster on the planet right now. COVID, I mean, we had one before COVID, but COVID accelerated that so much faster. Get some gold in your retirement so you don't get wiped out. Get it in your physical possession and trust Gold Co. They have an A-plus rating from a Better Business Bureau for a reason. 855-817-GOLD or go to jessielikesgold.com. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Friday. And that's Dr. Jesse Friday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. That's enough about propaganda campaigns. Jesse, how did it come to be that throughout history, men have typically been the ones in power? Well, men are bigger and stronger. Throughout history, that has mattered a lot. In our history, in the history of the United States of America, we have never had a woman president. People prefer men in leadership. They do. Doesn't mean women can't be leaders. That's not what it means. But humanity itself views men bigger, stronger as being leaders. Oracle, I'm excited to hear more of your idea for your new organization. He's talking about my secret club that I'm starting. As you're the originator, you should be the leader, but you need a title like Grand Master or my favorite, Lord Commander. I feel like Grand Master is a little KKK-ish, right? Chris, don't they have a Grand Master? Is it a Grand Wizard? I don't care. It sounds a little KKK-ish. I'm sorry. I'm not up on the KKK organizational chart, Chris. I don't know what they are. I know they do have a Grand Dragon. Because there's a KKK guy who lives down in this area in Houston, and I think he has a big dragon on his lawn, doesn't he, Chris? Do I have that right? I knew I was right about that. All right, so let's stay away from Grandmaster. Lord Commander,
makes me a little uncomfortable. It's the Lord part of it. I don't, what, Chris? You're right. It is too British. It is too British. What's wrong with Oracle? What, Chris? It's no? Secret Club does have to have secret ranks. I don't know. I hadn't really thought of it. I'm not sure that I'm comfortable disclosing my secret rank to you at this time. That's where we're going to fall on that. Jesse, the Industrial Revolution in the 1800s displaced many workers in the U.S., moved to machines, new power sources, so on and so forth. And then she brings up AI. She says, how does this new revolution compare to the one in the 1800s? How should we help displaced workers? So on and so forth. So I would be lying to you. In fact, I would argue that most people would be lying to you if they said they knew exactly what the AI revolution is going to be. I have seen a lot of predictions on what AI may do. I've seen people say that in America alone, 50 million jobs will be lost, which would be catastrophic. I mean, the 50 million jobs would spark a revolution of some kind. It would be terrible. I've heard that before. I've heard that that's way overblown, that AI is way overblown. It is very prevalent, but companies are going to chafe on it. The technology isn't there yet. Maybe a million jobs. I've heard predictions all over the map. I will say it is important to understand that economies change, and whatever is hot right now may not be hot forever. And if you choose to go into a career that is kind of a temporary thing, you might be in trouble. There were a lot of people who made a lot of money selling beepers back in the day. If that was your specialty field, beepers, you're hurting today, right? Sales probably aren't that great. If you go into sunglasses, well, people are always going to want sunglasses, have always wanted sunglasses, will always want sunglasses. I'm not telling you don't ever go into these fields, but like I brought up yesterday, software engineer and these tech guys, when I was younger, in my 20s, that was the field that was blowing up all over the place. It was almost, it was like a guaranteed job. Go into this field. If you can get into the field and graduate, you have a guaranteed job. That stuff passes. I'll bring it up again. Men and women, consider the trades. Consider the trades. Consider the money that is only going to increase from here as tradesmen and tradeswomen retire. And yes, ladies, there are trades for you. No, I'm not trying to get you into plumbing and HVAC. That's more of a man field. I'm not telling you that. There are trades for women, x-ray techs and things like that. But people aren't going to get tired of x-rays. People aren't going to get tired of indoor plumbing, heat, electricity. These are things AI cannot touch. AI can't do it. AI can't run that snake down your toilet and unclog the thing. It just can't do it. AI can't install a new AC. Doesn't know what it's looking at. I don't know what the AI revolution is going to bring. I don't know, and nobody does. I am concerned about it taking away people's livelihoods. There's no question about that. I hate to see people out of work. That's always been something, as you know, that bothers me because I'm out of work. But I don't know where it's going. Jesse, my family's been in New York since 1840. Gosh, I worked for New York City for 20 years. I'm totally inclined to leave for a red state as our values don't align here. Unfortunately, due to many reasons, I am stuck here. What is your advice for someone like me? If I was stuck in a blue city, because like I told you before, if you're stuck in a blue state, at least try to get to a red part of it. Try to get out to Long Island, right? If you're stuck in a blue city, the best advice I can give you is to keep your head down. You are behind enemy lines, and as the communists in this country get more and more evil, they're going to be arresting more and more of us for no reason at all. This is how communists have always operated. Keep your head down and march forward. Best I can tell you. Enjoy the food and keep your head down, all right? And if you're looking for a new employee, you need to get a hold of ZipRecruiter. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. You don't have time. How much time do you have, spare time, as an employer, as someone looking for someone? How much spare time? You have a lot. You have hours and hours and hours to sift through resumes. Of course you don't. You're busy. And time is money. You need somebody, and you don't have all day to look. You don't have 3 months. You need somebody. Well, ZipRecruiter is number one for a reason, because their matching technology sifts for you and puts the top candidates in front of you immediately. 80% find somebody day one? You can try it free. ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse lets you try it free. ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. All right. Young women going off to college. What do we do when colleges prey on these women? Hang on.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so?
Yeah. The Jesse Kelly Show.
This is Newt Gingrich, former Speaker of the House and a proud American citizen. I'm celebrating America's 250th birthday on my podcast, Newt's World, with 15 special episodes. And I've got some great guests. Walter Isaacson, Jonathan Turley, Brett Baer.
I will be working because it's a big, big day. I'll be in Washington and have all kinds of coverage through the day of America 250.
Rachel Compass-Duffy.
There's nothing like American music. We're the home of rock and roll. We're the home of rap. We're the home of pop music.
Eric Metaxas. Jared Isaacman.
I plan to be flying in an F-5 fighter jet painted in Freedom 250 colors, along with 4 other fighter jets flying over the nation's capital.
The story of the national anthem and the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. Join me, and let's celebrate America's 250. Listen to Newt's World on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
2026 marks the 250th anniversary of America. The soul of this country is found in the stories of those who defended it. I'm J.R. Martinez, a U.S. Army veteran. I know that true valor isn't just a word. It's a choice made in a split second. That's why I'm honored to bring you a brand new season of Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage from Pushkin Industries and iHeart Podcast. You'll fly into the heart of a rescue mission with Air Force pilot James Fleming in Vietnam.
I'm going to put you out in the middle of hell. If you have to come home, I'll bring you home. That's my duty. It's my honor.
We'll also travel back to 1926 to witness Richard Byrd's historic flight over the North Pole. These are more than just stories of combat. They are testaments to leadership, community, and the human spirit. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Friday, and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Remember, you can download the show, iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. I'll get to the women part here in a second. Would you kindly tell Jesse to keep phrases like he used pertaining to the wheel getting shot out to himself? Likewise, that he not disclose to anyone wishing him harm, they're not making more Jesse Kellys. In case you're wondering what this guy's talking about, what I said was, remember I got my wheel shot out last weekend. At least that's what they say. I got my wheel shot out, and what I said was, I do not believe it. They were targeting me, because if they wanted me, they could have taken me, because I pulled over right away to change the freaking tire. That's what he's upset about. Listen, I was just being honest, and as I told you many times before, I'm not going to leave this world a second before God is ready to take me home, all right? I'm still alive and kicking. People tried to kill me before. I'm still here. Jesse, yesterday you said you were sending our, or we are sending our young women to communist training camps, and they're burning the country down because of it. Talking about the university system. I, of course, agree, but I want to hear your solution. Spell it out for the norms in the back. What should we be doing with our young women? Solving this problem has potential to save our country. His name is Danny. Well, what should we be doing with our young women? First, we have to understand the degree of the problem. We have to understand just how bad it is. We have to have open eyes with our daughters, and we have to be willing to tell our daughters no. And I don't have daughters, but I understand that's a very difficult thing. I'm grateful I don't have daughters because I know a daughter would own me. I know I would be that worthless dad who says yes to whatever she asks for because I would turn into a big softy. This is how Aub gets me all the time. She looks at me with those eyes and I'm all, yes, get the crappy Christmas cups and then it's over. I know a daughter would do the same. So I know this is easy for me to say when I don't have them. But we cannot operate the way our country is now. We cannot operate as if it's the same country we had in 1970. Times change, institutions change, institutions that were formerly great can turn evil, formerly okay can turn evil. We have to understand that. For the longest time, look, my parents' generation, I was told, you got to go to college, you got to go to college, you got to go to college. That's what they were told. You want a good job, you got to go to college. Well, over this exact same period of time, the communists were filling up the university system and administrative roles and professorial roles. The communists were filling up the university system while we were telling all of our young people they had to go to college. That has brought us to a situation where universities are not leaning left. They're not biased. Our most elite institutions are the most evil institutions in the university system. What's the result? Well, let's say your baby girl, let's say your daughter, let's say she's a 4.0 student. You know, women are wonderful students, better students than men, to be honest with you, because schools are more designed for them, but we'll set that aside. Let's say your daughter is one of these just aspirational people, hardworking, 4.0, beta club, or whatever. She wants to go somewhere, do something. Let's say she applies to Harvard and gets accepted. What do you tell her? What do you tell her? What do you do in that moment? Are you strong enough to say, no, go somewhere else. We'll find something else for you. No, not many people are able to have that conversation with their sons or their daughters. But 18-year-old girls leaving their parents' home and walking into a communist training camp, you are begging them to be eaten alive. It's not just the professors. It's their fellow students. She's out of your house now. They are coming at her like wolves every single day. And every single day, I show up here to the most heartbreaking emails from parents and grandparents who lost their daughter in college. Jesse, it happened to me. Now she won't come home for Christmas. Now she says I'm a fascist. Jesse, she hasn't spoken to me in 3 years. Jesse, it was day after day. The reason I plead so loudly about this is I read these emails, and to be honest, I personalize it. You know my little buddies are everything to me. When they were leaving town yesterday, I called Aub. They had a late flight out. I called Aub when I was leaving work, like I always do, check in, hi, everything okay, on time, it sounds good. Both boys asked, can I talk to him? And both boys got on the phone to talk to me. Of course, both of them were telling me about the food they ate. Dad, you got to try these mozzarella bites. But what's better than that? Nothing. And I think to myself, what if I send them off to college and I lose them? What would I do? What if I sent, James is 17. What if he goes to college next year? He doesn't want to, but what if he goes to college? And what if I spent my last Christmas with him because he turned into a communist and hates me now? It would gut me beyond belief. So we have to understand the degree of the problem, first of all. And we have to be open and talk to our children about this problem. And that's not an easy conversation, I understand, to have with your daughter. Hey, honey, I know you're dreaming of going to Stanford because you worked really hard and you got the grades. And of course, that's where your boyfriend's going. But no, you're not allowed. That's not an easy thing. That's not a fun conversation to have. I get that. It's not fun telling your kids no. I understand that. But man, she is in mortal danger at these institutions. What do we do? Well, one, it's not every university. It's most of them, the vast majority of them. It's not every university. That's one. Two, I know she wants to run off and join a sorority and have fun and do things that young people have always done. What's wrong with some community college before she goes off to that school? What's wrong with another year or two under your roof with your values, going to church with you, talking to you, another year or two as her young mind develops to get her more prepared for where she's going? Doesn't matter that you attended a university for 4 years. You can attend it for 1 year, and then you still graduate from there the same way as the other guy who attended it, and you save a ton of money. See, Chris, I've always got you. What? I'm speaking to you, speaking your language. What's wrong with trades? What's wrong with that? Nothing. Jesse, if Republicans keep the White House, could the president give Trump a cabinet appointment? Is this allowed? Do you think it would be beneficial or too big of a distraction? Donald Trump does not share the limelight. Donald Trump, and that's not, I'm not dogging on him. You know that as well as I know that. It would be a huge distraction. What are you going to tell Donald Trump to get back to work? Stop talking to the media? He's a media hound. He's been a media hound his entire life. You think he's going to sit back in the back office stapling papers and declining interviews? He'll be doing more interviews than you do. Plus, he's a workaholic anyway. He's gonna be touring the country. It's just, we can't ride this train forever. It can't be the Trump movement. It has to be the America First movement, the Make America a Great movement, whatever term you want to put on it. It can't just belong to Donald Trump. We've got to let him go. Now, if we are fortunate enough to keep the White House in 2028. Let's say it's J.D. Vance or someone else, but Trump's going to be there as an advisor when needed, and he'll be a valuable advisor, especially when it comes to foreign policy. He knows all the players. He knows the this or that. He'll be around as an advisor. He's not going to disappear from sight, but the movement itself has to let him go when he's done. We have 3 more years, and then that's it. No more Trump. We have to carry it on, all right? Your dog has to carry on. What's another year with your dog worth to you? What is it? What is it worth? I'll tell you, rough greens is everything to me because we've seen the physical differences in Fred, and we feel like it's giving us another year or two. They all die at 10. You know, they got 10 with them, but you want to try to grind out 11, 12, right? Fred is a golden doodle, not a designer dog, but he's a golden doodle. Golden Doodles die at 10. Man, we love that big fluffy idiot, and we want 11. We want 12. Sprinkle Rough Greens on your dog's food. It's the number one dog supplement in America for a reason. Go to roughgreens.com and use the promo code Jesse, and that gets you a free jumpstart trial bag. Roughgreens.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic, fantastic Friday and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Remember, you can still email us, Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Before I get back to the questions, again, she's on this media tour. Michelle Obama is on this weird media tour that I can't quite figure out. Because she's not selling a book. She's just bouncing around complaining about everything the entire time. Can you imagine? Can you imagine being married to this woman? It gives me great joy because I have such disdain for Barack Obama. It gives me great joy to know that he has to live with her all the time. If she complains this often in public, what is she like at home? Oh, my gosh, it has to be brutal.
Don't worry about it. Let me explain something to white people. Our hair comes out of our head naturally in a curly pattern. So when we're straightening it to follow your beauty standards, we are trapped by the straightness. That's why so many of us can't swim and we run away.
Just exhausting. You know that Barack gets nagged at all the time about everything. Nothing is ever good enough. Guys, the two-time president of the United States of America, they're filthy rich now because of him. They're on Oprah's yacht. They're taking private jets everywhere in the world, all because of Barack Obama. And you know she just must ride him like she's trying to break him in the rodeo circuit. It has to be brutal. You didn't take the trash out. Are you going to park there? Oh, you know it has to be brutal. Dear balding robe guy, have you considered that Ob might be a Canadian honeypot? After all, the litmus test is if it's too good to be true. Anyway, she must be very dedicated. One, that's not very nice. Okay, Ob is a very lucky woman. Two, now I'm suspicious. What if she is? What, Chris? What? She went back to Ohio. That's what she says. What if she's in Canada as we speak right now, giving them information about me? Information she's gotten out about me. I don't know. Now, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to challenge her on it. What, Chris? Does she know anything about the secret club? No. She doesn't. But now I'm worried that she's going to try to manipulate her way in, or at least try to get information out of me. You know what she'll do? She makes this banana pudding that is life-changing. She's going to try to hold that over my head if I don't tell her stuff about the secret club. She could be. Anyway, you know what I'm going to do? There's only one way to handle this. I'm just going to accuse her of it right to her face and see where it goes. I'm sure that'll go well. Jesse, if you don't mind sharing, which Texas propositions did you vote against and why? Oh, there was a big statewide election in Texas, and I voted for most of them. They were great stuff. No estate tax, no things like that, and parental rights, a lot of stuff like that. There were things, only a few I voted against. One of them that stands out, I won't go over all of them, was they all passed, by the way, so my vote didn't do any good on these, but there was one of, I forget the exact language. It was something to do with creating a government fund or agency to help people with dementia. And I was talking with the boys, because I talked to my boys about politics. I was talking with them about why I was voting against it. And they obviously asked, why, Dad? You know, because they know I have a heart for older people, and certainly people who struggle with dementia and things like that. Dad, why would you vote against that? And I had to explain to them, boys, the government can't do that. Anytime the government is creating a fund or an agency of something, we're going to create a committee. We're going to have an agency. We're going to have a dementia agency. And we're going to set aside $20 million for dementia research. None of that's going to get to people with dementia. Or very little of it is. It's all going to flow into the hands of these filthy bureaucrats who will never be fired. They'll 10 years from now, go ahead and mark it down. You know what, Chris? Write this down. If we're still on the air, I can't wait to rub this in everyone's face. Whatever that dementia thing was that Texas just passed, there will be some sort of a corruption scandal at some point in time with it. Governments, when they create funds for things, the funds are always used poorly. Have you heard that story recently about BBC, that British media organization, and how they lied about Donald Trump? They just flat out edited his speech to make it look like he said something he didn't. Did you know that we, the American taxpayer, through USAID and the various cutout agencies they use, did you know that we are the second highest donor to BBC? You went to work today. Government stole money out of your paycheck. Then they send the money out to the various agencies they created. The agencies they created, like USAID, they then create other agencies. So your money is flowing from your wallet into this bureaucrat's hands. And of course, he's going to get paid and he's going to take a vacation. And then he's going to take whatever money's left and send it to another agency. And he's going to get paid and he's going to take a vacation. And eventually the money is going to flow to a communist media organization that lies about the president you voted for three times. Governments are not able to be good stewards of money, your money, and they're not able to run a single agency properly. They cannot do it. It's why it's so important that government be small. Government has to be limited. There is no such thing as good government. Always burn that into your head. Government is something that has to be tightly controlled, as George Washington said. There's no such thing as good government. It fills up with selfish idiots and power-hungry people, and they find a way to abuse you and your liberty all the time. This is what these people live for. They just sit around tinkering with things and figuring out how to ruin somebody's life, and they get off on it. They take a great deal of pleasure on it. Remember that story out of New York where the dude had a pet squirrel? And if somebody, animal control or someone, squirrel never hurt anybody. Animal control showed up at his house while he was gone and took the squirrel and executed it. Just miserable little evil tyrants that live and die to make your life miserable. I don't know why I went off on that. We have another hour. I'll try to lighten it up next.
On Newt's World Podcast, we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. And I ask my guests how they're spending their 4th of July. Brett Baer.
I will be working. I'll be in Washington because it's a big, big day.
Jared Isaacman.
I plan to be flying in an F-5 fighter jet painted in Freedom 250 colors along with four other fighter jets flying over the nation's capital.
Listen to Newt's World on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As America marks its 250th anniversary, we're looking back at 2.5 centuries of rebellion and liberty through the eyes of the heroes who defended it.
The whole thing about this country is freedom. If we're not careful, we could lose that.
On Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage, we bring you the defining moments of valor that went above and beyond the call of duty. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.